Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School Marching Dutch seniors Colby Van Gorp, Grayson Parisi, and Grace Emmert join us on today's program to preview the upcoming marching band season. And we're here with Colby Van Gorp, Grayson Parisi, and Grace Emmert as we get set for the Marching Dutch Invitational and really the marching band season. First of all, what does it mean to be out here rehearsing in the mornings and getting ready for the competition season that really is coming up very shortly?
Well, we got a great group of kids here, and it's been a really exciting start to the season. We got a lot of hardworking kids who are really dedicated to what it means to be a part of the Marching Dutch. We have a great vision moving forward. We brought in some leadership training to start off this year, and we've just had really strong senior leadership as well as other junior section leaders who just really set the pace for this year's season.
Well, and this year's show, as always, takes a unique twist. What can audiences expect, and what have they maybe already seen at some of the football games?
So our show this year is entitled The Art of Tango. It includes Argentinian music as well as Latin music. Here at Pella, we really like doing Latin shows. We think they're a lot of fun, and we like to think that we do them pretty well. So viewers can expect to see lots of loud hits. They can expect an amazing cello solo in the middle, as well as lots of awesome solos mixed throughout.
Well, I'm guessing when we speak of Latin shows, there's probably a lot of color, especially with the color guard this year. What have been some of the things you guys have been working on to kind of accent what they're doing musically?
Well, this year in the color guard, especially in our second song, we focused more on adding a bit of the Latin-style dancing, which you can see in a little dance section that we have with the saxophones. And this year we're going to add red fans, which will accentuate the red in the Latin theme. And then we also have two soloists that dance with big red props in the second song, such as a cape and a giant flower.
Well, and Colby, you've been with the Marching Dutch, as you mentioned, a leader now this year as a senior. You know, what is it like to kind of grow through this band and program and to have the different shows you've had and to have this one still be challenging and still continue to find different ways to maybe push you as a musician?
Yeah, I've been blessed with great leadership from Damien Place and Jason Penico and Gabe Schott throughout my years here, and being able to step forth into a drum major role was something that was really special to me. And we just had, it's not the directors and the drum majors that make this band great. Like I said, we have amazing section leaders, and just the leadership throughout is tremendous.
And Grayson, same boat for you. You've been with the Marching Dutch, obviously, throughout your entire time here at the high school. What does it mean to be able to go through one more season with this group and to show what Pella Marching Band is all about?
One thing I'm learning as we're going through senior year is that a lot of things seem to come full circle. And one of the big things for me is that my freshman year, or all of our freshman year, we did a Latin show again called España. So this is really cool to kind of see how we've grown throughout the years and kind of fit into those leadership roles and upperclassmen roles that we looked up to when we were freshmen.
Similar story, I imagine, for you growing through the program?
Definitely. My sister was a senior my freshman year, so I'm kind of ending out the way that she did, which was really nice. But also just the amount of new faces that I've seen this year that have come to fill in the leadership roles from underclassmen and upperclassmen has been really awesome. And always having Rachel there for the color guard has been a really nice constant for us.
Well, and obviously there's plenty of chances yet for people to come see you guys perform. And it all starts with homecoming on Friday, the first football game. As I understand, it'll be the first time you'll have the full show at least ready. And then the Marching Dutch Invitational. First of all, what does homecoming week mean? And what will it be like to be able to unveil the full show in front of a huge home crowd?
The first show is always exciting. We get about a week before to prep, be ready for homecoming. But the real excitement comes for us in MDI when we're able to go through in front of a more formal crowd in a Marching Dutch setting where people are more here for the band, and it's just really exciting for kids, especially underclassmen, to just really feel what it's like to perform in a more formal marching band setting.
And for the two of you, the Marching Dutch, as he's MDI for Marching Dutch Invitational, really the kickoff to the season coming up on Saturday the 28th. What is that day like for you? And what does it mean to not only be able to perform as the prime time performance, but to see so many different bands from around Central Iowa?
What I think is really special, especially with the timing with homecoming and MDI being the day after, is that we have a lot of alumni come back and they get to watch all the great bands for that day, and they get to, you know, see the band that they were a part of for hopefully their 4 years do another show without them. So it's a little bit bittersweet because they get to show and see an awesome show, but they also sometimes I would guess that they're missing it just a little bit.
And I know that a bunch of students, before they come to perform, like to go and watch the bands that are performing before us, and it's really nice to be able to support everyone else. And then when we get a chance to come on out here, we can show them like how proud we are to be a part of the Marching Dutch and what we do. And then at the end, we get to sit down and watch everyone for awards and cheer everyone on. It's really nice.
So homecoming performance coming up Friday versus Knoxville halftime, and then Marching Dutch Invitational starts at 4:30. What would it mean to the three of you to see a large community turnout, as there usually is for the Marching Dutch, and to see the community really support what's going on with the bands?
Hearing the roar of a crowd when we give our best effort is a feeling that you can't match. And it's something that a lot of kids come back from Marching Band for. And when you have your home support and you feel the love that people give for the effort we're putting on a daily basis, just brings the reward to the work we put in every morning.
It's just a really satisfying feeling to know that all of the hard work that we've put in every single morning is finally going to pay off, because when people come to MDI, it's just a whole new atmosphere and the crowd is so much like more energetic, and it's just such a greater feeling at the end when we finish.
Once again, that was Colby Van Gorp, Grayson Parisi, and Grace Emmert with the Marching Dutch. They'll be performing this Saturday at the Marching Dutch Invitational with 19 other bands beginning at 4:30 p.m. at the Pella High School Stadium. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.